This is TWiT.
The Alibaba Group is less than a month away from its initial public offering, and things are looking really good. The Chinese e-commerce giant has announced it almost tripled its profit in the quarter ending June 30th to $2 billion, which is an 80% profit margin with $2.5 billion in revenue. Alibaba's stock sale is expected to be one of, if not the biggest ever, raising upwards of $20 billion. Sources tell the New York Times that the company is expected to unveil the expected range price of its IPO as soon as next Tuesday and possibly begin trading the week of September 15th. Interesting note, nearly a third of the value of goods sold on Alibaba's marketplaces now comes from mobile. That's compared with just 12% a year ago. Mobile monthly active users rose 15% over the previous quarter to 188 million. Or the too long didn't read version, mobile is very hot. Time Warner cable customers, all 11.4 million of them in the United States, tend to be a pretty unhappy bunch. Do you have any friends in New York City? And this morning was no exception. A service called Down Detector tracked a huge outage for the cable company earlier today, affecting people in California and the Time Warner customers in the Northeast, including New York City. By mid-morning, Time Warner Cable tweeted that services should be restored for all customers and has since explained that there was an issue with its internet backbone and has apologized for the interruption. As we mentioned in yesterday's show, Time Warner Cable is in the middle of an effort to merge with Comcast in a deal valued at $45.2 billion. An outage probably won't affect that too much, but in general, not a great day to work in Time Warner customer service. Although the majority of Facebook users worldwide are outside the U.S., the U.S. still accounts for almost half of all of Facebook's ad revenues. Company wants to do something about that. Facebook now says it has 399 million users who only access the social network on mobile devices. It doesn't break out regional proportions behind that number. However, to help boost the ratio in emerging markets, where many users are primarily on mobile devices, Facebook is turning on something called bandwidth targeting, which lets advertisers send ads based on the quality of a user's network connection. For example, is it 2G, 3G, 4G, something faster? Bandwidth targeting could also be used in more established markets like the U.S. to serve rich media ads to people on faster connections, although the company says it's mostly aimed at more developing regions. Okay, do you pay for a pro Dropbox account? I don't. Many Dropbox users don't. They're basic users, as they're called. But the company has updated its pricing and features to its pro offering in an effort to convert some of those basic users into paying users. Dropbox Pro now offers 10 times the storage that users previously got. That's 1 terabyte for $10 a month, which matches pricing for Google Drive, something that was always curious that Dropbox wasn't already doing, which lowered its prices for a terabyte of storage earlier this year. Google Drive did, however. Dropbox's pricing now also undercuts cloud storage plans from both Box and Microsoft OneDrive, although with OneDrive you get a productivity suite as well. Some new pro tools include letting users add passwords for shared links, setting expiration dates that would take shared files down after a certain amount of time. Pro users can also now remotely wipe files from Dropbox folders if their device happens to get lost or stolen. The company now has more than 300 million users signed up, and that's up from 200 million users just 9 months ago. Oh, but watch out, Dropbox, because Amazon Web Services, that's the public cloud division of Amazon.com, has released its file sharing service, Zocalo, which it first announced last month. Amazon is offering 200 gigabytes per user for as many as 50 users in a 30-day free trial, after which the service will cost $5 per user per month for that same amount of storage, and then prices go up based on a company's storage needs. Dropbox is an Amazon Cloud customer and partly depends on Amazon's cloud infrastructure, so it's interesting to watch Amazon's strategy unfold here. Remember last month when Twitter launched a new analytics dashboard? No? Okay, I'll remind you. It allows you to gauge the performance of all the tweets that you sent. You send a tweet, how many people saw that tweet? How many of your followers actually clicked that link that you shared? That sort of thing. At first, it was only open to advertisers and verified users, which is why a lot of people didn't use it. But today, it is now open to anyone with a Twitter account. To get started, you can visit analytics.twitter.com. But take it from me, these engagement numbers can sometimes be a little demoralizing.